This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and we are glad on this beautiful Wednesday, the 14th of September 2022. It is the Father's Love Show with Bongani and Lindy. You guessed it right, yeah, on 7 to 9 a.m. K Pulpit. Your daily companion. How do you say it in Afrikaans? Your dagslager.
There you go.
There you go. Reis genoot.
Yeah, that's it.
How are you, Lindy?
I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. Awesome. Everything good. You know, I'm so excited that this is the wonderful day that my Father, my God, has made for me to rejoice and to experience everything that He has purpose for me. So I'm excited to be here in the studio always when we, you know, share the Word of God, and when we hear from our guests as well as they share the Word of God, you know, to us. Mm-hmm. And to our listeners. So I always get so excited when we have someone. Yes, this is the Father's Love Show.
Yebo. And I know how excited you become when you're having a guest, because we're going to hear the Word of God from another source other than yourself.
Oh, my God, yes.
You know, just to go through the very same verses that you've been, but then, you know, hearing it from another person always blesses our heart.
It does.
And today we have an exciting show. Dr. Paul Msiza, all the way from Pretoria, you know, Peniel Salem Baptist Church, Ko Mamelodi, is going to be with us today as we share the Word of God. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. So after this beautiful song, we're going to have Dr. Paul Msiza, you know, sharing the Word of God with us.
Oh, yes.
Here's a beautiful song. Be blessed.
That was a beautiful worship, beautiful praise on this beautiful Wednesday on the Father's Love Show right here on 7 to 9 a.m. K Pulpit. I mean, this is the Father's Love Show. Where else could you be this time of the day? So you better sit down, relax, have your pen, notepad, your water, coffee, whatever that you fancy to drink right now as you get ready to hear the word from our guest this beautiful afternoon. We have
Dr. Paul Msiza from Peniel Salem Baptist Church, like we promised. We never lie on this show. Mm-hmm. Whatever we promise, like our daddy, God, we keep. Pastor Msiza, how are you, sir?
Mfundisi Msiwi, I'm doing well by the grace of God.
Hallelujah.
Just thank the Lord for His new message that I knew every morning.
Amen. Dr. Paul, we are so excited to have you with us. You know, we've been trying to have you with us, but we are so glad that you are here to share the word of the Lord with us. And we're just inviting our listeners, if you really, really want to be part of this conversation, just send us a WhatsApp message on 081-729-1657, 081-729-1657, so that you can be part of this conversation that we're having with our dear pastor. Mfundisi, please share with us, share with the listeners what the Lord has laid in your heart for us today.
Amen. I just want to share from a very familiar passage of scripture.
Amen.
Which it's Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41. It's a passage where the Lord Jesus Christ was with his disciples. Now they were crossing over in the water, and the Lord was with them in the boat.
Yeah.
And I want us to talk about when we say God is at work in our lives to turn every situation for our blessing. Now, when you read this passage, it is very interesting, and I love this, because the Lord just said to the disciples, well, they've finished ministering, and yes, again, the Bible said it was about evening, the day when evening came, and he said to the disciples, you know, let us cross over to the other side. And the Bible says now, he was with them in the boat. But as he got into the boat, he then decided to go to the deck and just lie down there and sleep.
Come on.
And I'm trying to imagine that these boats were not like the modern ones where he was covered under, where he was at the deck but under, but he was just lying on the deck on the surface. And the Bible said there came a squall, a stormy wind that actually troubled the boat so much that the disciples were scared, and they said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" And they woke him up. And for me, this passage, I always say, the Lord took the disciples on a trip deliberately to teach them who he was.
Yeah.
You know, things that come to our lives when we think this is it's something that is destructive. It's meant to change my life. It's meant just to disturb me. Let me say to you, watch out. God is at work.
Amen.
Turning everything your benefit. Teaching you and taking you to another level of your life. Prior to this incident, the disciples, the Bible tells us that they were with the Lord. They have seen him heal people. And they had just experienced a great healing that was, they have never experienced something of that nature. The healing that was about the man who was paralyzed, he is called a paralytic, brought to the place where the Lord was, and they could not find a space to let the man get into the building by the door. So they had to lower a man through the roof.
Come on.
Carried. And the Lord just said the word, "Your sins are forgiven." Jews could not believe that he has authority to forgive sins. Then the Lord said, "So that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth, authority on earth to forgive sin." Then he said to the man, "Rise up, take up your mat and go." They have witnessed this, yet they were still full of doubts. So they needed to be on a journey. A journey that was going to help them to understand that, my beloved, God is at work in our daily lives. There is no day that rises and sets and it's quiet without God working something in your life.
Amen.
Sometimes we think there are days when God is absent, but let me tell you, there is no day when God is absent in your individual life. Every day when the sun rises, he has allowed you to wake up. And God is going to journey with you.
Amen.
And he's going to journey with you in terrains, in places. He's going to take you to the turns and the winding roads. He's going to take you in places where you think, what am I doing here? What is happening to my life? Where do you think maybe everything is just against you? For the disciples that evening, they thought it was just about the crossing over to the place that is called Gadara, because there was a man, there was somebody who was possessed by demons. They didn't know that. They were just crossing the Lord. Now, the first situation we learn, my beloved, is that that journey of sailing through the Sea of Galilee was meant for their own good. Because they were going to experience something that they've never seen in their life. The Bible says, when they woke him up, the Lord did these things. He got up, and number one, as in the word said, in verse 39, he rebuked the wind. That's the first thing the Lord did. And then said to the waves, because the waves started because of the wind. So the Lord goes to the source of trouble. Wind first, and rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, be quiet, be still. Let's try to imagine a quiet sea. It became so quiet that they were so shocked. They were so afraid. In the King James Version, they use this word, what manner of man is this? It was for their own good, that they would know that the one who was with them is not just an ordinary prophet. They had to know that he is not just one of the leaders from Nazareth, that they were with the Alpha and the Omega. And I like their words. They said, even the winds listens to him. What manner of man is this? When God allows situations to come into your life, look for the lesson. What manner of man? Oh, what is God doing in my life? What God is teaching me? And in most cases, it eludes us. We complain, we cry. Well, now we human beings, we struggle to see God's revelation and God's working in our lives. But let me tell you, when the Bible says, in everything, God works for the good of them that love him, were called for his purpose. That verse, let me tell you, comes down even on this day as they were crossing over. As they were crossing over. Now, on that day, they had to know who the Lord Jesus Christ was in their life.
Come on.
And I pray that in whatever situation you're going through, my beloved sister and brother, that you will find that revelation. Who is God in your life? The disciples were shocked. I'm trying to think. The Bible says then it was quiet. They reached the other side. But I'm trying to say that they were so quiet, doing a deep meditation, asking themselves quietly. We thought we knew him. Most of us have the same problem. We think we know God. And God's revelation is new. Every day it takes us to higher and higher places. God will manifest greater power every day of our lives. Now, and then the Lord is preparing them, because as they leave the boat, landing into this land of Gadara, they are met by a man who is possessed by legions of demons. We don't hear them now doubting. We don't hear them having a problem to say, Lord, let's run away. This man is uncontrollable. We don't hear them saying, you know what? We hear the history. We hear the story that nobody was able to control him. Who are we? They just witness him doing the work. Now their faith has been taken to another level. They watch Jesus Christ deal with this man who could not be chained, controlled by anyone. And the Lord just commanded the demons to leave the man. Get into a herd of pigs that were grazing and then drowning into the ocean. They have seen the power of the Lord in the ocean, and even as they land across. When the Lord says to you, let us cross over, don't worry about the troubles. They are meant for our own good. It is a journey to take us to the next level. And I know somebody today might be going through some moment. You say to yourself, I've done everything. I thought I'm out of this. Why am I still here? What a manner of man.
What a manner of man.
Be ready for God's revelation. For God to take you and take you to the place where you'll see God's power. Because those challenges, even those challenges, sometimes It can be even people studying something against you. And you think, oh my God, what wrong have I done? I don't deserve this. But God will turn it around. And in that storm, turmoil, frustration, in those tears, you will see God at work in your life. God bless you, my beloved. Thank you, Mfundiswani, for this opportunity.
Mfundisi, you know, we're just still going to detain you for some few minutes. Don't you run away. But I tell you, I'm writing. I can't stop. I see also Lindy is also writing. I tell the things that the Lord is downloading.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's a good word.
Lindy, there's fire in the studio.
A good word,
telling you. Yeah. Yeah, God is at work. Even when you doubt that, God, where are you? You know, Siyahlupa Patina, you know, we are very much troublesome in that when you go through these trying situations, we tend to ask this very ignorant question. Where are you, Lord? When the Lord promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. So child of God, just hang in there. Don't you change that dial. You're still on the Father's Love Show on 7 to 9 a.m. K-Pulpit, your daily companion. Don't you go anywhere. We are your friends, man. Where are you going? Just stay there. We'll be right back after this beautiful song.
Of course, you are back on the Father's Love Show with myself, Lindy Wey, and Bongani, and of course we are joined by our special guest, Dr. Paul Nsiza. I mean, if you are just joining us now, you really missed out, but you did not miss out in a way, because I know that you'll be able to catch up our show tomorrow evening, and also the podcast.
At 10 p.m.
Yes, that will be loaded. You make sure that you get this message and listen to the timely, relevant word that Dr. Paul Nsiza was sharing with us. And I love what he said earlier on before we went into the song break, that there is no day that goes by without God being at work in your life. So whatever trouble, whatever pain, whatever challenge that you are going through, as long as you are still breathing, know that God is at work in your life. For me, that was it. We can just close the show and just go home and meditate on this, that God is always at work.
God is always at work. And Dr. Msiza, you said something very powerful, that God is not absent.
Sure.
You know, I don't know where do we get that, you know, as children of God, because his promises are yes, and his promises are amen. And he promised that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and that he'll be with us until the end of the age. Even David himself does say it, that, in Psalms 91, it's God who says, I'll be with you in trouble. You know, because sometimes we think, you know what, when there's trouble, then it means the absence of God. Then it means God is not there. But then God said, I'll be with you in trouble. And also, if you look into John 16, verse 33, you know, some of the final words that Jesus said, in John 16:33, he said, in this world, you will face, you know, you will have tribulations, you know, you will have tribulation in this world. But then he says, be of good cheer, for I am with you. I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. You know, I can go on and on, Mfundisi, about what you said. The fact that, you know, Jesus, when he arose, he spoke to the source of the storm. Most of the time we deal with symptoms instead of going to the source, you know, and because here's the thing. I mean, maybe our listener or a believer would be saying, but yeah, it was better for the disciples because Jesus was with them in the boat, you know, in the physical form. But here I am, you know, I don't have Jesus in the physical sense, you know, who can rise up and speak to the source of the problem. And I don't know, Mfundisi, if I'll be wrong to say, when you speak the word of God to the source of your problem, you are actually bringing Jesus into the problem.
That's right.
It is the issue of saying, God is never absent. Even when I don't see, I know.
Amen.
By faith, I believe. You know, for the fact that this, when we woke up this morning, there's enough oxygen to still keep the world going. That says God is here. You know? People are not aware. Let me just quickly give this illustration.
Sure.
Some years back, I think it was around 1981, 82, people were studying astrology and the stars and the moon. They discovered Mfundiswam and Mamfundiswam. They discovered that there was this object, there was this huge object that was just moving at a very fast pace, and it was coming towards the earth. And then they said, if it hits the earth, it's going to destroy so much part of the earth. We waited for that day to come, and the next report we got was that, no, it went past long time ago.
Wow. So,
again, they said, there was a time when they said, all planets are going to be in one line. I remember that day, even at school, we had to pause for a prayer. Because they said, if all planets are going to be in one line, something was going to happen. They were in one line and nothing happened.
Come.
Because God is in charge.
Amen.
It is not science that is in charge. If you don't see anything. Let me tell you, my sisters and brothers, God is in your life. But there's something fascinating for this incident when you go back to the text. Jesus was sleeping in the same boat that was troubled by the winds and the ocean. When the disciples said, don't you care that we drown? I don't know if in the we they included Jesus. Because if they had drowned, he was going to drown. And the one who created the waters couldn't drown him. And then what we see, in the text, I believe, because you put the reality in the text and not try to spin it, because it is real. Jesus was there. I'm believing, Mamfunis, that Jesus Christ got wet from the waves.
Because the water was washing in.
He was feeling that strong blistering wind, and he just slept quietly. Sure. Because, look, that part of scripture teaches us that for the fact that you are going through this, it doesn't mean God is not there with you. Experiencing what you experience. And he's just there waiting for you to say, Lord, I need you. Do something. And you see God answering your prayer. You see God moving things. The only thing that we fail to do is that when we begin to worry, when we begin to panic, prayer is the one that gets drowned. In our worries and in our complaints, our anxiety, prayer and faith get drowned. But when we begin to speak and refuse to be drowned and refuse to say, this is meant to destroy me, and when you begin to say, God, you are with me irrespective of what I'm experiencing, then you see things changing, God moving in your life.
Honestly, I think for me, what I'm picking up here, you are teaching us something which is right there in the Word, obviously. The fact that, when you read in James chapter 1, 2 to 4, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, produces something. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So basically, instead of me complaining, Jesus did promise that I'm going to go world, I'm going to face tribulations, but I must be of good cheer. And here is James now confirming the very same thing that our Lord Jesus said, that, must count it all joy, because earlier on you said, your faith level gets taken to another level, basically. Because here's another thing. We do say that we do say he takes us from power to power, from victory to victory, from glory to glory. But when we need to leave it in the practical, in the real, it seems like whatever chance that we're making, whatever confessions that we're making, they just go through the window. We tend to forget that this is what we also chant, or we also confess, whatever the case may be. that he takes us from victory to victory, to say that after this experience, when they were faced with the man with the legions of demons, they were not afraid. They knew that, they knew the end from the beginning, that, you know what, when this thing is done, you know what, Jesus or the Lord would have prevailed. So the same attitude, I want to believe that we ought to take as believers, especially be like David. You know, when I was faced with Goliath, I was able to pull the testimonies. I've seen God with when I was faced with the bear. I've seen God when I was faced with the lion. You know, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? So I think we need to take what Revelation 12:11 say, in a serious note, to say we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and even by the words of our testimony. Now that we have a testimony of seeing that this God that we serve can quieten even the wind.
Yeah.
The cause of our problems can be quietened by us speaking the word of God into the situation, speaking Jesus into the situation instead of speaking the problems. You know, because we are very good to run to the phone when we face with trials instead of running to the throne. And I'm going to leave with that and just hand over to Lindy just to say a few words before we get into the next song.
Always do that. A few words. What are we going to do with a few seconds? But I'm loving what Dr. Msiza is sharing with us. And I love the fact that he mentioned earlier on that, you know what, whatever that the disciples were experiencing right there in the boat, you know, the wind blowing against them, you know, probably the water as well, they felt,
washing,
you know.
Yes,
Jesus felt the very same thing. But I love the fact that as the Bible says in John 16:33, that, you know what, you'll face all these things, but be of good cheer, because I have overcome. So he was okay. He was sleeping because he knows that, you know what, I have overcome this wind. I have overcome, you know, the storm and everything. So that's the attitude that we ought to have when we go through, you know, troubles. And I love the fact that Pastor Msiza says that when you go through storm, you know, the response should be, what is it that I'm supposed to learn I'm going through, you know, this storm? So I'm loving that. That's my few seconds that you're giving me.
After this beautiful song, we're just going to come back and share our final thoughts, our final words. And that's it for the day. You know, time flies, really. Anyway, let's go to the song. Yeah. That was a beautiful song indeed. And Lindy, you know, when you have good time, when you have an awesome time.
We're having so much fun here.
Time just flies like
it does.
Okay, let me start with you. Your final words before I...
No, I think let's hand over to Dr. Msiza for him to have the final words, so that at least we give him more time. I can always hang to the few seconds that I'm left with.
Okay. Dr. Msiza, your final thoughts, sir.
My final thought, I want just to put this message into the context of South Africa, into all of us. We are going through a time that is like a storm. It's from the economy of the country's challenge. There's beginning to be instability in our political realms. There's high level of unemployment. Many countries, when they plunge into such a situation, there's disaster. But I believe you and I, South Africans, we've been to such a place like this before. This country was almost destroyed by apartheid. But I believe the church rose up and hold on to faith that even in this situation, God is doing something that's going to turn the country around. That God is going to turn things around. I want to say to the church community that, you know, we face these challenges. And my beloved, God was training us so that we can rise up. These challenges are not meant to destroy our lives. They can never destroy the church. They are they will never even try to challenge what the Lord is about to do in our lives.
Amen.
We are on a training, on a transition. Let's walk with the Lord, walk in faith, and see God turn things around. God bless you.
Amen. Lindy?
Wow. That was even just the final words. It's like another sermon on its own. But thank you so much, Dr. Msiza, for this word. It's a timely, it's a relevant, it's a word for the season. And, you know, with your the final words that you've just said, and I trust and believe that our listeners really, really encourage that whatever that we may be facing, you know what, God is at work, and God has given us the ability to be able to cross over that we may be going through as individuals, as believers, as the church, even as the country. So thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Paul. May God continue to bless you, sir, increase and enlarge your territory and open even much bigger doors and opportunities for you to minister the undiluted, unadulterated word of God, because here we just got the full meal.
Yeah,
may God bless you. And you must know, Mfundisi, it's not the first and it's not the last.
Yeah,
we have you on the show. God bless you, sir.
It's my honor. Thank you so much, sir.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Mam Lindy. Thank you.
You're welcome, Pastor.
That's what we had for today, folks. You know, it's always awesome when you're having a good time, but then time flies so quick. And but I wish you all of the very best. You can catch this live again, the repeat tomorrow at 10 p.m. Otherwise, you can catch us on our podcast on the website of the radio station, 729 AM Cape Pulpit. Just go there and under our beautiful and handsome faces, and just click on there and download and send this message to any person that is going through any storm, and let them be encouraged by the word of God. It's the only the word of God that will sustain us people, and nothing else. You know, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Gilmer is coming at the top of the hour with the news, and after that, Leif Steele. So don't you change that dial.
Yes.
Stick with us.
Next time.
Your companion, man. Where are you going? Hey, come back.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.